Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, groomer Joey Villani, news director Lori Brooks. And now, from the Red Barn Studios, here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
You know, it's funny. The big guy makes the announcement of all the people that walk in last minute. Doesn't make any announcement of Tammy Trujillo, who's been here since, I believe, 6 a.m. this morning, working hard on finding the news that matters to you and your animals. Also on the way, we're talking to a young 14-year-old inventor who's invented something for your animals, your dogs and your cats.
14, huh?
Find out. 14 years. I was not an entrepreneur when I was 14. I was more of an entrepreneur at 14 years old. Let's hit the phones. Let's go to Nils. Hey, Nils, how are you?
Just wondering, how do you tell which dog food is the best? There's so many people making dog food now.
Okay, so basic question, pick the best food out there. It's such a horrible, horrible thing to try to give advice on, because there isn't an absolute answer that you can just spout off the top 10 brands or diets that are out there. So for any pet owner, when we're talking about what food do you feed, how do you know what's a good food, there's a lot of criteria that we really look at, and you kind of break it down, and then I certainly suggest grab that label of your dog food or the foods you're looking at, and kind of be a conscious shopper. Look for certain things, and we definitely always want to have the AAFCO feeding trial guidelines met. That is by far one of the best things you can do, but it's only kind of a starting point. From there, I like to make sure that the company is a main company that has a phone number where you can preferably get a veterinary professional on the phone if you have a question about that food. That's a very important thing that, for me, some of the smaller boutique-y places may not always have that investment in a veterinary resource. So that's important. And I like to look at certain things like, you know, the different ingredients. Meals are good. Byproducts are bad in general, as well as you know, some of the other things like sugars, which, you know, really there's no place for that in a dog food. So if you're seeing any kind of syrups or sugar added, just not good. Why get your doggy on a sugar source they don't really need? And then also, you know, it all comes down to palatability. Does your dog like it? Will they eat it? Do they have consistent GI patterns when they're on that? Do they have any diarrhea, any vomiting intermittently? If so, you know, that may not be the best food for your dog. And as well as, you know, just want to make sure their hair coat looks good. Everything is nice and routine, that when you go into that veterinary office, your vet goes, hey, what are you feeding your dog? Because I got to know, your dog looks so great. So I've skirted around that answer, Rick, and I'm sorry for that. But those are some of the different things that we'd really want to look at.
How about protein content?
You know, protein is certainly important, and it's the quality of the protein that's important, as well as being upfront and saying what kind of protein. So what we don't want to see is, we don't want to see that they're just listing general meat. We want them to identify, is that chicken? Is that beef? Is it venison? So yes, the quality is the most important thing. So,
and don't buy your food at Walmart. I don't think there's any foods there at Walmart. Are they a sponsor? Not anymore? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
But that's a great thing, Hal, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're all looking to try to save money where we can, but you can't necessarily make a bad diet a good one by supplementing. So you can actually create more problems by feeding a crappy food diet for your dog. And, you know, you can go a long way with good, sound nutrition just to prevent disease.
So Judy's just running into the studio. What's the deal with this interview here? With this is the teen inventor, 14-year-old teen inventor.
14-year-old teen inventor, yeah.
Who invented a gadget for your dogs and cats.
And she was going to do the interview on her dad's cell, and I just called her dad's cell, and he doesn't know anything about it. So he's trying to see where she is.
Oh, she's MIA. Huh?
Yeah, he offered to do the interview, but I want to speak to the girl.
Well, that's very nice.
Well, that's not nearly as good.
Prefer the 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, I want to speak to the girl. So the publicist set it up but didn't tell the dad, and I don't even, maybe the publicist didn't even tell the girl.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't know.
Oh, this would have been her big break, too.
Yeah,
this would have been.
I know, right?
Yes.
Yes, huge.
Huge. Oh, look what it's done to your career, Joey.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but you're getting $90 grooming a cat.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that.
Hi, Patty. Where are you calling from?
From Abingdon, Virginia.
Ooh, where is that in Virginia? East or west side? Anywhere near Charlottesville?
No, Upper East Tennessee, Lower Southwest Virginia.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me guess. You got a flea problem.
No. I have a car sick problem.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I have the doctor here. Dr. Debbie is here to help you.
Wonderful. wonderful.
Hi.
So what kind of critter is getting sick?
Well, her mother was a Rottweiler, and it's a mixed breed. There was a lab and a coon dog and a golden retriever involved as being dad. So take your pick.
Okay, and, a little bit of everything.
She's precious, and I have her litter mate, Samson, but he doesn't get sick at all. But I've done all kinds of conditioning, and she will get into the car now, no problem. I have property in North Carolina, and where I go, my dogs go. But Karma starts just salivating profusely right after she gets in the car. As soon as I put it in gear and start to travel, she is Niagara Falls and continues to be that way.
Okay.
I have tried everything that I know of and that the vet knows of and that several holistic doctors.
And this happens as soon as she gets in the car?
Yeah. Well, no, she can sit in the car without it running. As soon as I put it in gear, before I even get out of the driveway, which is maybe 20 feet, she's drooling.
Okay. And does she actually vomit and get sick to her stomach?
No, she never vomits. Now, she did when she was a tiny puppy. She just turned 15, well, she turns 15 months old on Monday. But
okay.
She threw up when she was a puppy, but she doesn't throw up now. It's just the salivation. And it gets to where, you know, it's like hanging down from her mouth. But I use a king-size comforter under them, and it's dripping wet.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to challenge this diagnosis of car sickness because it's not car sickness.
Okay.
Not in the true sense of the word. If our pet gets in the car, and before you really start traveling, if we're starting to see symptoms, you've got anxiety. So you've got more car anxiety than necessarily true motion sickness. So all of those motion sickness remedies that I had popping up in my head that I was going to tell you about, some great medicines, they're not necessarily going to be helpful for your dog.
Okay.
Because she's displaying anxious behaviors from step one of the vehicle. And the trick with that, as you said, you know, you've done some conditioning. We need to step back and do more.
Okay.
Some pets, we may do that with just behavioral therapy. Other pets, we might throw in an anti-anxiety medicine. So I don't know all the details of your pet's health situation, but that might be something. If you've already tried some behavioral steps and it hasn't worked, I would, you know, ask your vet if this might be something that would be appropriate for your dog.
Okay.
But that all being said, the basic concepts with the counter conditioning and desensitization that we want to do is we want to have every little step of the way be a positive experience associated with the vehicle. So if already you're kind of putting in gear and backing out and you're getting drooling, we have to take a step back before that ever happens. And for pets that are that severe, and I'll tell you, that's pretty bad. I'll be honest. A lot of my patients, it's more when they're actually driving and there's movement. But in your situation, the fact that it's happening so soon, we really need to see about making the car a positive experience and a positive place. So it's going to mean a lot of different kind of practicing, staging. So what I'll often do is turn your car into the site of good things. So what we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, we're going to feed you inside the car. With the door open, the dog food bowl goes on the chair in the seat in the car.
Right.
And that's going to be the place where you give treats or you give food or where you put a special fun thing. And you're not going to allow that car to actually make any noise. You're not going to drive it. You're just going to turn into something really positive. And for some dogs, this might mean you're not even going to open the door. You might do it by the side of the door just to make the general vicinity of very fun and favorable things.
Okay.
So this could take a period of maybe for some dogs, just a couple days. For other dogs, each of these little steps you're going to have to take much longer, because if there's any anxiety, you see the eyes are darting around, her body posture is becoming crouched or very anxious looking, tail is held low, or if you see that drooling, those are signs you're pushing her a little too fast, and we don't want that. So you want to make sure each step she's kind of very comfortable with that. So you're going to reward her for being near the car, reward her for going into the car, eating in the car, and then not ever doing anything. And this takes a lot of work. And then eventually what we hope to do is turn the car on and then still have positive, calm behavior by your dog and reward her along the way if she is doing that, any sign of anxiety, and we stop. but hopefully we'll get up to where you can turn on the car and get in gear and go back and to back out of the driveway. But that is what it's going to take to actually try to get this gal comfortable with the idea of car travel. Then you work up to going around the block and trying to get distance in it. But for her, she sounds like she's got anxiety about the very concept of this car leaving the yard.
Right, yes. I had to do a lot just because she used to just, I mean, if she saw the car, and actually it's a van, but if she saw it, she would walk a wide berth around it. So I've worked her up to where, I mean, she actually gets in fine. But then, like I said, I start the car. But this took all winter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it sounds like you have the right idea. It's just I think that step from A to B is maybe a little too fast. We just got to give her a little bit more time to get comfortable with that concept. And it's hard because I know if you're traveling, you want to take your baby. But, you know, putting her in that car and taking her can be very counterproductive to these steps that you're trying to do. So as much as you might want to have her with you, it may not be in her best interest right now while she's still trying to cope with this anxiety about getting in that car. So you might have to make some alternate plans until we kind of get her up to speed with things.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And that's what I will start working on because I just assumed that it was car sickness. All the vets say, no, it's car sickness. I thought inner ear problems, but her inner ears are absolutely fine. So it's not. The anxiety makes perfect sense.
And it gets more complicated. You get a dog who does have car sickness, and they have that. They get nausea from being in movement, and then they start to get fearful about it. So you can get a dog that has the overlap of two different things, but it sure sounds like in your youngster there that you know, you got more just anxiety going on. So good luck with that, Patty. I hope she gets up to being your sidekick in the car and getting to enjoy you when you're traveling.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. breathe easy again. Use as directed.